Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, Phil, it's lovely to see you up here.
Beautiful day. Wet through coming up.
Wet through coming up. I used the windscreen wipers twice for the two drops of water. I get, what, plenty down there, was it, on the plains?
Nice drop of rain down there. It put the pot plants out this morning.
Well, you'd have needed it to try and flush out the...
carp.
The artificial lake that's just full
plenty of carp in there, mate.
Well, yeah, there you go. You
carp and yabbies.
Bit of bad luck, you can't eat either of them. But
of course you can eat the yabbies.
Oh, yeah. What about the carp?
What about the redbacks?
Oh, redbacks.
Don't worry about the carp.
What about how's that for a victory?
How good are we?
I mean,
top side?
They've knocked over the top side. Oh. Dizzy has been promising this.
Oh.
And guess what? They're off the bottom.
Oh. Tim Nielsen reappointed.
Has
as we speak.
They've double flipped back. He's back as CEO.
Yep. Should be.
Now, isn't it amazing? The moment he goes, they win a game.
Oh.
I think, to be fair to Tim, I don't think he actually goes until after this game was finished. Okay. Well, maybe it was a farewell present to him. But anyway, the very strange set of results, which actually has cost Tasmania very dearly because maybe they took South Australia a bit lightly, but it's cost them because they've now lost being top.
Yep.
And so they've got to play Western Australia in Perth in the final. So,
and as Rick, just wondering whether they have to win the game. I know, because they used to bat for 2 days or 3 days and make 500 and then throw the other.
And
it was as boring as, you know, what.
Yeah, it was. And it was based on the concept that you had to give the side that had finished top some sort of advantage.
Yeah.
However, it didn't work because they just prepared, as you've said, tracks that you
like
couldn't
Karen
get.
Rolton.
That's right. Now, they have extended the game to a five-day game,
okay.
And I think you do have to get a result, but
okay.
Don't hold me to it.
That's all right.
Yeah, so
all good.
You'd suggest that Western Australia playing in their third Sheffield Shield final in a row, even though Tassie have done very well, I think in Perth you'd have to give them slight advantage.
Yep.
Anyway, there you go.
But time will tell.
That disappears into insignificance compared with the great Alex Carey.
Oh.
South Australia's own.
Yeah, just wish he made 100, Rick. That's the only disappointing part
for me. Well, I understand that, Phil. I think the big problem is that a test match is very significant. You don't win them often, and you don't get the chance to win them all that often either. And although the concept of the New Zealand getting 3 wickets with only 2 runs required by Australia is pretty infinitesimal. I think you just imagine that did happen and Pat Cummins had refused to score the runs.
Yep.
I hate to think what would have happened. And Carey didn't seem,
No, he didn't seem worried at all. No. You know, he won the match for him basically and he was not out,
not out, so it's helped his average. Isn't sport just the most fickle thing in the world? You know, before that innings,
he was going to be dropped.
Well, people were saying he wasn't good enough. He hadn't made a run. He's taken 10 catches and made 98 not out. Well, there you go.
Wow, there you go.
Inglis is taking,
the back burner
taking
again.
His pads out of his
bringing
bag.
Bringing Tim Nielsen.
Well, could. Gee, whiz,
bring
that's a good
Timmy.
Idea. That's a good idea. Yeah, very good. Anyway, the thing that worries me is the way Australia looks. And even though, you know, I'm over being told that we've got the world's best bowling attack, which is a load of garbage, but even if you say we've got a very good bowling attack, and I'll concede it's a good bowling attack, I don't think it's the world's best, the batting, the top order is just embarrassing. Now, everyone has their ups and downs and makes runs, but the Smith experiment, you've just got to be blunt and say it's failed.
Yeah.
It's absolutely failed. And rather than promote a bloke who's past his prime and never opened, and his technique is not suitable for opening with his shuffling and all that.
He's painful to watch.
He's shocking. And but they should have used the two tests as an experiment.
Oh, absolutely.
To give I don't care who.
Yeah, Renshaw or
Harris or Bancroft.
Hanscom or Bancroft or someone.
But now they're faced with no tests until the great Indian team arise for the five test series at the beginning.
Sheffield Shield. Oh, no, it's just about over.
Well, it's over. And, I mean, Smithy, but, I mean, they
are
really...
Are they going to run with him, you reckon?
Well, who knows? You know, it's a bit like Cricket Australia reminds me a little bit of Saka. I think there's an old boys club there that it's harder to get out than it is to get in.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, in theory, Smith should be dropped. Now, the big question you've got is who's going to replace him? Mm. And the answer is we don't know.
No.
But we might have known if that experimented during these test
exactly
matches.
Right. And is he the biggest now sook around or what?
Oh, he is.
And let's appeal it.
Oh.
Let's waste an appeal. If he wasn't plum LB, I'll go he.
Yeah. But it's all about him. He never thinks he's out. And it's fascinating that you've raised this issue because in the last few weeks, the number of people have said to me they are over his carry-on and his reaction to being obviously out, and he thinks he's never out.
And he's just almost cries out there.
Oh, it's pathetic.
Suki Lala.
Yeah, it really is pathetic. Anyway, so the Dad's Army, I'll make a negative comment now. They will get flogged by India next summer, and they'll get comfortably even more so if they don't do something about their batting order. Because you take this test that we've just won. Carey's the wicketkeeper. He's not meant to be a frontline batsman. Mm. Now, okay, wicketkeepers are meant to be able to bat a bit. Yep. But we kept getting rescued all the time, you know, whether it's Cummins or Stark.
Marsh.
That's
Marsh
right.
has done it.
And you know, but your top order, I don't know. Anyway, there you go.
Not sure either. AFL footy. We've finished round zero.
Oh,
round zero. Where does that come from?
I thought... Wouldn't the first round be round one?
No, it's round zero.
Oh,
it's another AFL little
gimmick.
Innovation. Oh, what a load of crap.
What
honestly.
That describes it in a nutshell.
So
for
that
us.
Was round one we had. Are we going with round one? It's round this week.
Or is it round 1.1?
I'm confused now.
I mean, the funny thing is that I think it was all done to try and steal a break on rugby in Queensland and New South Wales, and that's backfired on them as well because...
No, it was sellout crowds. They said
sellout.
It was not a seat in the house.
Can you explain to me what sellout means? Because does...
Sold out. Yep, no more.
Does that mean that every bum is on a seat?
Absolutely.
Well, why did I see lots of empty seats?
I saw the same. Yeah, I don't know how they do that.
But where it backfired as well, so that's a con. It wasn't a sellout to start with. And I'll bet that the reasonable crowd numbers, rather than a sellout, were the only people who really benefited from all that were the airlines because it was Victorians flying.
Yeah, because there's no games in Victoria last weekend.
But where it fell over again is that the NRL really still creamed them in the two states where the AFL was trying to make a mark because they played their game in America.
Yep.
And the publicity... and the sellout of that crowd, again, I think with many Australians flying to watch the game, a bit like a few people went to China to see Port in the old days. But the fact is that not only was it big news for the rugby world, but also the fact, by sheer coincidence, that there was a report for racial abuse or whatever. I think the guy who's booked, I don't know his name, he's been accused. He got 7 or 8 weeks.
Oh, really?
Wow. For allegedly using the word monkey.
Oh, no. Goodness me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
how's Sam Kerr going this week?
No, we can't talk about Sam Kerr. I mean, Sam...
I know, you love her.
Well, there's nothing wrong with Sam Kerr. And we don't know what really happened. And
now they're saying this morning that she'd been they put her into jail overnight or somebody thing. That's what, no, they did. Like when she got arrested that night. That's what they were saying on the news this morning. So, yep.
Well, I don't know.
Yep,
well,
in a cell. She was in a cell.
Well, good listeners, that is again an allegation. And I would suggest that that's a bit confusing considering that supposedly she only received the alleged booking and charges a year after the event because
that's what Australia
they sent it via Australia Post.
We know how that's gone down since I've left. Okay, let's get on to the AFL.
Yes.
Round 1.1.
1.1?
Yeah, we're going to go for 1.1 this week.
Okay, all right.
Carlton and Richmond. Rick, first game tonight.
Carlton will win that game easily. You told me
25.
They told me, I'll go 23, only because your sentiment's in a bit of strife.
Sam Walsh. Really crooked back. They've apparently taken a disc out or something, and he might have, next couple of weeks, he might have to have a back operation, which would be season ending, but they're not sure yet. So whether they're going to go with that or just let him run through.
Well, I don't know. It sounds a bit confusing because you can't take a disc out if he hasn't already had an operation. But anyway.
I don't know. I think it was last year or something.
And
now it's not working.
I thought we'd clarify your statement.
No, that's all right. Yeah, they said it last night.
It's all right, good listeners. He just wanders around.
There you go. Anyway, Collingwood and Sydney.
Well, that's an interesting game.
Sydney, very good last week.
I'm going to go Sydney.
I'm going Collingwood.
Oh, we got a difference. That's good. Right.
Essendon versus Hawthorn.
Well, now we're venturing into the unknowns because none of them have played. I'm going to go for the Mighty Hawks.
Essendon for me.
Oh, there you go.
GWS and North Melbourne.
Let me make a bold statement now. The Kangaroos could not win if they started now.
They'd probably kick a point. GWS for me. Geelong and St Kilda.
I can't believe how Geelong just keep on keeping on. I'm going Geelong.
Geelong for me. Joel Selwood grandstand gets opened up too.
Oh, there you go.
Gold Coast versus the Crows.
Gold Coast by plenty.
Gold Coast for me. Big Texans out, they tell me.
Oh, well. The puncture on his wheelchair broke down.
Heartstring. Melbourne versus the Bulldogs.
I'm going to make a sort of controversial statement here and contradict myself in a sense. I don't believe for a moment that Melbourne are half the side that lots of people think they are. However, I think they will beat the Bulldogs.
Bulldogs for me.
Jeez.
Three different. Port and the West Coast Eagles.
Oh, dear me.
There's a big difference here already, isn't there?
I'm going Port Adelaide.
Port for me.
With a lack of confidence.
Oh, get out.
They've got no one to kick goals.
5-10 goal win there. Closer to 10.
The only reason Port will win is because West Coast are even worse.
Oh.
Port Adelaide have got no forwards.
10 goal win.
Hang on.
10 goal win.
What, you want $10 on that? 10 goals?
Oh, you think you still owe me 30?
No, come on.
Okay, and the last game of the round is Frio versus Brisbane. Brisbane beaten at home last week, Rick.
They were, but gee whiz. I like the look of Brisbane. I really do. Brisbane for me.
Brisbane for me. So three different this week. So someone is going to be in a clear leader.
Yeah. Now, Pete, I know you've probably switched off and lost the bowls altogether, but because of your comments made, we had a team vote and I was the leader. And we decided to put bowls last just to make you listen to the whole show. So, Pete, thanks for persevering. And here he comes. And this is going to be painful because he wants to tell us all
I'm not even mentioning that.
What?
Hey, Pete, just switch on at 13:53 and you won't have to listen to the cricket. Okay, Barossa Light bowls last week. Last round, obviously, Rick, finals this week. Mount Pleasant, shortened games because of the heat. Too hot for us old bowlers out there. Mount Pleasant, 55, so that's a lower score than obviously normal, versus you'd under 75. With my old mate Greg Pryor, played in a premiership at Newry with Greg, 25-6 over John Webb was the biggest winning rink. Newry versus Lindock, close game here, Rick, fourth versus second. Newry, 51, Lindock, 54. Would have been interesting to see what happened if it was a full game. Darren Green over Rob Gropey, which wasn't a real big win, 13-9. So Darren getting up over Rob. Kapunda versus Angaston. Rick, the upset of the year. Shortened game again, of course. 61, Kapunda, Angston 56.
Ooh.
Sean Knight 23-13 over Ian Elsley. Not a real big win either. It's only 8 shots. So here's Sean Knight's rank getting up. And pardon me. The last game, Tanunda got the win, 2 in a row, but it was a forfeit. Freeling obviously thought, well, it's no real point playing, so they forfeited to Tanunda.
That is shocking. I know you can't, but if there's no genuine reason for a forfeit, then they should either be fined
I don't know what happens there. Not too sure. Quickly, Rick, I must mention the rink of Cat Green, which includes the great man, Peter Lukett.
The great man himself.
13-1 down they were on Saturday.
Yes.
Got back to 14-all draw.
Oh, that is courage, isn't it?
Well, that's why
he is what he is.
Worth his weight.
Worth his incredible salary.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. That's why they're paying him. The finals this week, Rick, goes look like this. Kapunda versus Newry at Kapunda on the Saturday. Angaston versus Lindock on the Saturday, and the prelim will be at Mount Pleasant on the Sunday.
Now, hang on, I want to stop you there because you've shown no courage whatsoever. Pick the winners.
Oh, okay, I'll pick the winners. Yeah. Angaston to beat Lindock.
Yes.
And Kapunda to beat Newry.
Well, that's okay, team. I'm glad, you've got to keep this bloke honest.
Kapunda to beat Newry, I think. Quickly, Rick, I'll just run through the top. It's the end of the season, so the top four player ladder. Justin Morris with an 18-1 victory and loss victory. Wayne Newell from Angaston, 17-2. David Wilson, a valued listener of ours, 15-2. Well done, Dave. Played at Victor with him last week.
Yep.
Liam Buckley, 13-1. Too many weeks out, Liam, in the supporting the buddy horse racing, but other than that, only played 14 games there, mate. And I must mention a special mention to Jaden Green, 9 years old. He came ninth in his first year at Div 1 level.
Whew.
13-5. 13
that's,
wins, 5 losses.
Well done,
really
young man.
Good effort for young Jaden.
Yeah.
He leads. He's a really top class little bowler.
Gee whiz, that's a great performance.
And quickly, Rick, the Alf Skuse Day on Sunday.
Yes.
I almost had the call on you because we've got a team up, but yes. A couple of boys might be unavailable because they've swapped the finals to Saturday, Sunday in Adelaide.
Oh, right.
So, but I almost called on you.
Well,
I got the timekeeper from Kapunda. He's on standby.
Oh, there you go.
And my good mate Dave Wilson's the other boy on standby for me in our rank.
So really I'm third on the list.
Yeah, probably even down lower than that. Quickly, Rick, one-shot victory yesterday over Tranmere at Paynham.
I thought you'd never mention this.
No.
No, come on, explain it.
Just a one-shot victory.
It's not what you told me. You said...
I was talking it up, wasn't I?
You told me it was one of the greatest bowls ever delivered in the history of the game.
In my opinion.
Well, that's all that counts, isn't it? But now tell the crap to our listeners. Tell us all about this last shot.
We were the last rink on.
Yes.
And we were two down on the head. So
two down.
In I come.
Yes.
And Brian
bowling
Jenkins.
Bowling from the southern end with the breeze.
No, it would have been coming from the west. And anyhow, two down. So I ran through the head, shifted the jack back, one down. So that meant we win by one shot.
Yes.
Not a draw.
Not yet.
Second bowl, drew in within millimetres of that kitty, and it just ran through. So we're still one down. Won the game by one shot, Rick. Great win. Oh. They were fourth. We were seventh. We stay seventh. They did stay fourth. I thought we might have knocked
Phil,
them out.
Phil, I've got to say it on behalf of everybody. I mean, to be able to do that under pressure.
It was unbelievable.
No wonder you're as modest as you are.
Nerves are steel. What a load of crap.
Righto, that's enough for
me. Yeah, enough of that.
Right, before we finish.
Have we got a joke?
Yeah, we have got a joke.
Okay.
He was by far the oldest player on the cricket team. And despite family pleadings, he wouldn't retire. In fact, he said the only day he wouldn't play was August the 23rd. because that was the day he went for his annual autopsy.
sounds a bit like me.
All right, team, I hope you've enjoyed it. And Pete don't
switch
you
off now.
Yeah, Pete, the great thing is this is the new format. All right, till next week. This is Rick.
This is Phil.